Good morning, afternoon, or evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Craig Michael Patrick.
And my name is Paige Hake.
And we'd like to welcome you to
Career Chat. Today I'll be speaking with a couple of different individuals to explore how students forge connections to employers, not only through career services, but also through academics at Miami University. We will first speak with Dr. Joshua Schwartz, professor of the Human Capital Metrics course at Miami University's Farmer School of Business.
Dr. Joshua Schwartz received his PhD in Industrial and Labor Relations from Cornell in 85, specializing in collective bargaining, labor management, labor economics, and human resource studies. He taught various grad and undergrad courses at the Industrial Relations Center at the University of Minnesota until 89, when he moved to Oxford, Ohio, and began teaching in the management department in Miami's Farmer School of Business.
To start things off, can you define and explain your approach to your human capital metrics class? What made you shift from a lecture-based course to one that offers students real-world experiential learning?
My human capital metrics class is about quantifying or measuring various aspects of human capital or human resources and showing how those measures are connected to other measures of organizational performance. And I've taught this class for a number of years, but a few years ago I began to teach the class by partnering with organizations to provide actual human capital metrics projects for the students. Prior to doing that, I thought the students appreciated the content but didn't really come out with the level of understanding that I had hoped. So since 2005, I've been partnering with organizations, and to date, I've done over 70 projects with about 50 different organizations where they've provided actual projects for the students to work on. And these projects generally involve either the students gathering data from the organizations themselves. They typically gather this data by surveying employees or surveying customers or surveying managers, or by doing focus groups or interviews with employees or customers or managers. Or the organizations give us their data. Many organizations have sophisticated information systems that capture many different aspects of a firm's human resource policies, but firms rarely get around to analyzing that data. And so many organizations will give us a data dump from their information system, and we can take that information and answer the business problem that we have been faced with or charged with by that client firm.
So in order to develop a better context for this course, can you give us an example of some of the firms with which you've worked?
We've worked with a wide variety of firms, from Fortune 500 companies like GE and Kroger and Western Southern Life Insurance Company and Xerox, to small private firms. We've worked with smaller public firms. We've worked with Wendy's. We've worked with Bob Evans. We've worked with Frisch's. We have worked with nonprofit organizations. For example, we worked with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. We have also worked with the Cleveland Cavaliers as an organization. So we've worked with a large variety of organizations. We also work with public sector organizations. We've worked with the city of Dayton. We've worked with the city of Cincinnati and the city of Hamilton.
Essentially, your course creates a partnership between students and employers using the class as an impromptu interviewing component where both learn about the other. For someone who has not taken this course, can you give us your thoughts on that interviewing process?
Sure. I think there's a tendency on the part of all job applicants, especially in economic times like this when students are very concerned about their marketability, that students are pretty good at figuring out what the recruiter or interviewer wants to hear. And there's a tendency for the applicant to say what they think the interviewer wants to hear because they'll do anything to get the job. And I advise my students not to do that. And I advise them that for two basic reasons. One, many astute interviewers are very able to determine when someone is not really telling the truth and so it ends up looking bad, but can cause you to not make it to the next step in the interview process. But more importantly, I think, if you aren't honest in the interview, you may end up getting a job where you're not happy. And that exact thing happened to me. When I came out of graduate school, I went to graduate school at Cornell University, and my faculty was a very research-oriented faculty, and they very much wanted me to go to a very research-oriented school. And so when I was on the job market, I applied to universities for teaching positions that tended to emphasize the research aspect of a professor's job. And when the interviewers asked me, how do I value teaching versus research, I was not completely honest with them, and I said, well, I think that research is the most important thing. And by saying that, I was able to get a job at a highly prestigious research university. However, once I went there, I found that I was not happy because the professors didn't value teaching, and many of my colleagues would cancel class if they had a consulting assignment or would have their graduate assistants teach the class instead of them teaching the class, and that was very inconsistent with my values, and I was very uncomfortable with that. I didn't feel the students were really getting their money's worth. I believe in really emphasizing teaching in my career. And so I was not happy at that university where I had secured the job, and after being there for a few years, I realized that I needed to leave there. And had I been more honest in my initial interviewing process, I might have found a better match for a university for myself and not spent 4 years at that other university before I came to Miami, which does have values that are much more consistent with my own. So I secured myself a job in the short run, but I think I shot myself in the foot in that I got my career off on the wrong foot by not being honest in the interviewing process. So I would recommend that students be honest so that they do find a good match with their future employer.
What do you think are the benefits to the educational process by introducing the students to the employers while they're still in the classroom?
The benefits are manyfold. My major motivation for doing this was so that I could get access and get the students access to actual real-world problems. I could have made up the same problems that the companies are giving us, but they have way more credibility to the students if they come from an actual organization. But the other benefit, aside from that, turned out to be way bigger. It gives the students a professional polish to actually interact with organizations. So the students interact with the client organizations. Many clients have weekly meetings with the students, generally over the telephone. The data that the companies provide is much dirtier because it's real-world data than the data that I would provide. There are missing values. There are people who answer things that were not asked, and it's hard to give the richness of actually working with data when the professor makes up the data set. Several of the clients have ended up hiring our students either for internships or for jobs after the class experience. Most companies only get a half hour or at best a few hours with any job applicant before they hire them. But the clients that work with my class get to see the actual work product of a student and work with them over the course of 15 weeks. And through that process, they can get a very good sense of whether an applicant would be a great employee or not. By the same token, the students get to see the ins and outs of their organization that they're working with to see whether is this the kind of company that they'd like to work with. And I also find that the clients quite enjoy the relationship. They enjoy the mentoring of the students and answering the students' questions. And several of the students have developed quite nice relationships with their client where they've gotten letters of recommendation and entree to the employer's networking opportunities where that relationship developed out of the course.
Sarah King is a 2006 graduate from Miami University with a bachelor's in business management. She connected directly with Nestle through her human capital metrics class taught by Dr. Schwartz. Can you explain to us the general process you undertook to secure a position with Nestle and elaborate on the role that Dr. Schwartz's human capital metrics course played in that process?
For me in particular, I started by enrolling in the class management 474 with Dr. Schwartz, and that's what first got me in contact with Nestle and aware of the HR development program, which I'm currently in. So I spoke with a recruiter who was in charge of being the liaison for a class project that we did for Nestle. She made me aware of the program and what kinds of opportunities Nestle offers and the fact that they were hiring. So that's how I was first introduced to the company. I continued to work on the project for the class, but I also utilized campus resources to make sure that I got my foot in the door by doing all the proper steps on campus. So I applied on CareerLink, I applied on the Nestle website, and, you know, I went to info sessions, went to career fair, made other contacts within the company, and ended up getting an interview scheduled on campus at Career Services. After that, I was invited for a second round interview in their headquarters in Glendale, California, and shortly thereafter, I was offered the position. So I really reached out to my professor to help him get me in contact with them, to be put on the project initially, and then tried networking from there to stay in contact with the company. And I went about it in the traditional way of I still had to apply in Career Services, I still had to go through rounds of interviews, and I was successful in the end.
Well, on the subject of career services, how effective or ineffective did you feel Career Fair was for you?
I would say it's important in that Career Services makes it easy for you. There's a whole building full of employers who want to hire students from Miami. So they put all of these people in one space, and you can really go through and use your time wisely and visit these various employers and get to know the opportunities that they have to offer. I think that Career Fair is definitely what you make of it. You certainly have to prepare ahead of time. It can be overwhelming. It's really busy. It's really loud and crowded, but it can be really valuable if you map out where you want to go and who you want to speak with. And that way they can put a face to the name when employers book on CareerLink and see that you've applied. They'll remember you from Career Fair. So preparation is definitely key for making sure that it's successful.
Can you further elaborate on the preparation you made for Career Fair? What steps did you take to get the most out of your experience there?
Well, Services puts together a map and a list of all of the employers that will be at Career Fair, which is certainly helpful because it allows students the opportunity to look up what companies are recruiting for their major. And so based on that list, they can pick the companies that are most important for them or that are high on the list of companies they want to apply for, which I did. So you can pick those companies, figure out where you want to walk first, who you want to see, how to best use your time because it's such a huge venue and there's so many people there. So not just preparation on where to go and who to speak with, but also how to conduct yourself. Career Fair is not like a traditional interview setting. It really is just a quick 2 minutes to give a first impression of yourself to the company and to get to know the company's opportunities. After you map out who you want to speak with, come prepared with questions you want to ask them. Know the company, know the programs that they have to offer, which are usually listed on CareerLink, and know the questions that you want to hear about from the company because they'll find a lot more about you during the interview, and that's your time to shine. But your job is to get in there and figure out where would be a best fit for you.
Natalie Reeves is a 2007 graduate of the University of Arizona with a Bachelor of Arts in Psychology and a minor in Business Administration. She has worked at Yankee Candle Company as a second assistant manager, began working at Nestle in the Sales Development Program as retail sales representative, and is now working as a campus recruiter for Nestle. What qualities or skill sets are important to Nestle and prospective recruits?
Well, for all of our undergraduate recruiting programs, we're looking not only for somebody to come in and fulfill a role, but we're also looking for future leaders of our organization. And we've been able to find that at Miami. We're looking for those students that have already had leadership experience through maybe a student organization or an ADOB experience. We're also looking for students with internship experience, which is something that we find a lot on the Miami campus. And then also students that have that passion and drive to be successful overall. We're looking for students with a 3.0 or higher GPA. Also like to see students involved in study abroad programs, which is something that we see is on the resumes of a lot of Miami students and is a rarity in the economic world together.
You mentioned that you were looking for leadership skills, implying that you're seeking long-term employees for managerial positions. Can you expand on that?
That's absolutely what we're looking for. All of our programs are rotational, which means that we're bringing you in a certain position and hope to move you into several different positions within maybe a 3 to 4 year time frame. So we are looking for somebody that's looking for longevity within the company and has the aspirations to eventually be a senior leader.
After having examined the student perspective of Career Fair, can you tell us about the employer's role? What qualities make particular students stand out in such a chaotic setting?
We really are looking for the student that's done some research ahead of time. We have a really limited amount of time to speak with each student, so the more research you've done, the better. If you already know the programs that we offer and can ask specific questions tailored to those programs, that's ideal. And you bring your resume to the career fair. If you can tailor that to show some of the experience you have that pertains to the programs that we have to offer, and also utilize that time to let us know what you have to offer to Nestle as well and why you're interested in working for us. Those are the types of things that stand out and in the end make us interested in conducting a formal interview.
How do those specific qualities of Miami students, such as leadership skills and study abroad experience, fit into the culture of Nestle?
Well, Nestle's culture as a whole is we're a fun company, but we work hard too. So we want people that come in and that have the passion every day to do their job and to do their job well, and that also want to see us be successful, so that they've kind of invested in the company long term and are really interested in not only growing the business, but growing with the company themselves.
Chat is brought to you by Miami University Career Services. Please email show requests to careerservices@muohio.edu, care of Craig Michael Patrick.